Hi, my name is Shanine, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. In Season 2, Episode 10 of Netflix's The Punisher, an interesting conversation goes down between a Homeland Security agent and a psychologist. If you're not familiar with The Punisher series, here's what you need to know. The anti-hero Frank Castle, or The Punisher, is ex-military and has had an axe to grind with the world ever since his family was killed. He has a certain code of conduct, and there are lines he won't cross, but he still believes that violence and murder are totally viable solutions to all of life's problems. The villain, Billy Russo, believes in violence as much as Frank does, but doesn't have the same boundaries. He's all about personal gain, whatever the cost. Billy caused both Castle and a Homeland Security agent named Madani a lot of pain, and at the end of Season 1, Castle puts Billy in the hospital with severe injuries, including brain damage. In Season 2, Billy breaks out of the hospital and is aided by his psychologist, Dr. Krista DeMont, who is in love with him. Dr. DeMont attempts to assist and protect Billy, while Castle and Madani come after him. Madani and DeMont, who have both had close-up experience with the Castle-Russo War, but from very different perspectives, have a conversation about the whole situation. Madani finds it hard to believe that the doctor thinks she can save Billy. DeMont strongly believes that nobody is lost, nobody is too far gone. Madani, however, thinks that some people just aren't worth saving. If anyone is lost, it certainly would seem to be Frank and Billy, stuck in their ways, bent on revenge, reverting to violence. But here's the kicker. My sin separates me from God just as much as theirs. Just because Frank has a code he follows doesn't make him any better than Billy. Just because I haven't committed the crimes that Frank and Billy did doesn't mean I'm any less separated from God. Every single person is separated from God and needs to be saved. So who is right? Dr. DeMont or Special Agent Madani? Can anyone be saved? Or are some people so far gone they aren't even worth saving? Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile." Who is able to be saved? Everyone who believes. Not everyone who has been pretty good up till now. Not everyone who's never done anything really, really wrong. Just everyone who believes. And how are they saved? By the power of God. Thank goodness we don't have to try to save ourselves or anyone else. We can rest in the knowledge that we are already saved. We just have to believe in God's power to save all the lost causes of the world, like you and me. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show, wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check us out at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Shanine for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.